This assertion has come about because the CPP is in the mode of rebuilding and making sure that our structures are in place to take over the reins of this country, the governance of this country. Everybody knows the situation we find ourselves today. Things are not as good as it should be. So the CPP is poised to make sure that things are corrected through taking power from the duopoly. If you go around this country, you notice that the duopoly is not doing what the people are expecting them to do. People are not happy with the two parties. They have been in power for so long. Well, from 1992, since the Fourth Republic, these two parties have been in power. And the situation of the Ghanaian, the livelihood of the Ghanaian, has not changed.
If the CPP is in the middle or starting to reorganize itself to become a potent party to take over power, do you have enough time to put these structures in place?
You see, the point is that if you see the dissatisfaction of people who want a new paradigm shift, they want a change, they want to shift from the status quo, CPP should just position itself properly to take advantage of the situation that presents itself as we see it today. And that is the reason why we are saying that you can use a few months if you are really focused, as we are focused now, use a few months to rebuild the party. In 1979, the PMP, which was a CPP party because the CPP had been banned, used 3 months after party political activity was lifted after the 1979 AFRC coup.
But Anaya, you are aware that the country is sharply divided into two, as political analysts in Ghana will tell you, that it's either the ruling party or the main opposition party. They dominate parliament. CPP's footprint in parliament for the past few years have been non-existent. What makes you so sure that this time around, this is not the first time?
Because Peter, when I was talking, listen to me, people are dissatisfied with the dominant party that they talk about. Even if you look at how the elections were conducted, the number of people who voted as against the roll on the electoral register, it should tell you that there's some dissatisfaction.
Does the dissatisfaction rise to the level that your ranks have been swelled up by supporters who are registering to become members of your party that will enable you to wrestle power in 2024?
You know, supporters we have members. We went through a Congress. Everybody was surprised that we went through a proper Congress, even in COVID, where we had delegates, we had executives at the grassroots level who voted for us. What now we have to do is to really mobilize at the grassroots to bring on people. I am saying that we are on a membership drive where we will bring people into our party to rebuild, to build, to see growth. But we should also understand that in this party, what makes you win an election, you might have your standard support, but most of the people who are dissatisfied sitting on the fence makes one win an election. And even people who are in these two parties are looking for a place where they can recognize with that tradition, a tradition that cares for the people, a tradition that wants to develop this party, a tradition that wants to make sure that infrastructure and amenities that are meant for the people are made for the people through the resources that we garner through our own goals, all the resources that we have.
I spoke to people about the CPP, the party that led Ghana to independence. Everybody that I spoke with in Accra and other parts of the country are saying this party only belongs to old people, old men and women. They are not.
It is never enough. True, Peter.
I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you that that is where we are going to change the face. That is what I say. We are moving from the old paradigm. And moving from the old paradigm, the people that we have even elected into leadership today are young. We have the youngest national organizer in this country has ever voted into power. We have me as a general secretary, who is a woman, the first female general secretary of any political party anywhere. And I am not an old woman. Our chairman is not old. We have the youngest youth organizer. Our first vice, second vice, they are not old people. When you go around, that's what I'm saying, that it is time for us to open up the CPP, and we are going to open it up.